B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
What's up, Steven?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So you're looking for Lisa.
I am, yeah.
Okay, so what happened?
Yeah, man. I mean, we met on Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
We talked back and forth, met up for a date, you know, and we went out to dinner, and during the dinner, we had a great time. We had a lot in common. The conversation flowed.
Yeah.
The energy was great.
So, okay, so even like, you know, you said the conversation, chemistry, all that stuff. So just one date? Did anything happen during this one date? Because you said that, so you're looking for her now for a second date, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. And the only thing that I can think of is that we did split the bill.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because she, like, insisted on it. Like, I wasn't sure if she was testing me or not, so I let her pay half.
Yeah.
So I don't know, maybe she thinks I'm just like a broke ass.
But, oh, wow.
I'm really not like that, though. Like I make enough money, I work really hard.
Right. Listen, you don't have to impress me. No, I understand that, because that's a tough test, because it's like, depending on the person, it might be, if you say, yeah, sure, I'll let you pay half, they're like, this cheap son of a bitch, he failed the test. But someone else, you might say, no, I got it, and they're like, this male chauvinist son of a bitch, he failed the test. So that's a tough one.
Yeah, man. And so right now, I'm just looking to know what's up.
Okay.
Wait. What about, you said you had a lot in common. Did you lie about anything that maybe, you know, she said, oh, I love this. And you were like, oh, yeah, me too. But yeah, you really don't. Or she, or maybe she lied.
No, it was all like, we had a lot in common. Like, everything that she was saying to me, I was like, yeah, no, I agree with this. I'm in that. Like, yeah. I get it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, Steven, stay on the phone, and hopefully she answers the phone right now, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Stay quiet.
Hello?
Hi, is this Lisa?
Yeah, speaking. Who's this?
Oh, Lisa, this is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. So we're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. And can I explain to you why we're calling? Because we actually got your phone number from somebody who wanted us to reach out to you for a good reason.
Wait a second. I'm sorry. Can you, like, slow down and tell me who you are again?
Okay, so we're calling you from a radio station, Hot 96.9. And a gentleman that you know called us to ask you out on a date. So I'm going to tell you his name. And if you agree to go on a date with him, we'll let you decide on the date. So you can pick whatever restaurant you want, and we'll pay for it, and we'll reserve it for you. Like, you let us know what night or what afternoon you want to do it. And basically, you and this gentleman meet up, and you have lunch, dinner, whatever. All the food and drinks will be free. We'll pay for it. And you just see if you have, you know, some sort of chemistry.
Okay. I mean, I've seen a few guys lately, so I'm not even sure who you could be talking about.
Okay, so he said you guys went on a date, and he really enjoyed it. His name is Steven.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he made the first cut. I was totally going to get back to him.
He made the...
Made the first cut.
The first cut? What the s*** does that mean?
Oh, Lord.
No, hold on, Lisa. Steven's on the phone right now, and he's listening to that. What does that mean?
Hi, Steven. Yeah, it's between you, Eric, and Bill, so I'm just kind of waiting for you to show me what you got.
Show you what I got. What the f*** does that mean?
I mean, this is not that uncommon. Like, impress me. Tell me, like, prove to me why you should be number one over those other guys. Like, Wait. Why should I choose you?
Hold on. Was this a dating show you guys were on, or I don't understand this?
No. I am as confused as you. What the f*** is this real?
Okay, come on. This is, like, you date around, you figure out who's going to make the cut, who you're interested in, and I happen to be going out with a couple guys right now. I mean, I'm an independent woman, and to be honest, I'm a catch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just being real. Like,
yeah.
And if I'm going to get serious with them, I want to know what they bring to the table, because I know I'm bringing plenty.
Okay.
So, well, what do you got?
What do you got?
What do you bring to the table?
Okay, I have my doctorate in psychology. I've had my own personal practice for 6 years. I've got season tickets to the Celtics, Patriots. I even got a pair to the Tampa Bay Bucks when Tom Brady went there. Like, I've got a boat.
Okay.
So tell me what you bring to the table.
Jeez.
Oh, man, if I wasn't married, I'd try to join in. Okay, so, Steven, what do you... she just rattled off, like, 10 things. What do you bring to the table?
Yeah.
He's like, I got nothing.
I got a big promotion at work a few weeks ago.
Okay, what did you get promoted to?
I'm in charge of vegetables now at Trader Joe's.
Okay,
all right.
Okay, hey, Trader Joe's.
Why am I doing this? Is so stupid.
I mean, I'm not trying to argue with you, but, like, you're the one who called looking for another date, and here's your shot. So, I mean, do you bring something other to the table other than vegetables, or am I just going to get a hearty serving? Like,
what else is on your life resume?
Yeah, yeah, here you go. I have my own car.
Okay.
I'm not addicted to drugs or drinking or gambling.
Okay, that's a plus.
My parents are super old, so, like, when they die, I'm going to probably get their house.
What?
Okay.
You know, I don't have a criminal record.
Okay. I mean...
I cut my neighbor's lawn because I'm a nice guy.
Look, oh, my God. Look at that.
I once owned a lemonade stand when I was 8.
Oh, you know what? I love okay. this guy.
So, okay. Yeah, you know what? Those were all absolute check as far as the nice guy list. So, what do you think?
I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I went out with this other guy, Eric. He's about to be the boss of his company. Like, Bill is set to become a doctor in a few months. Like,
this
I'm not trying
like...
to be a jerk, but...
Okay. How about, like, picking guys based on how they treat you and how they make you feel and... No? Okay.
Well, totally.
Why did you go out with me in the first place?
That's a good question.
I mean, I like to get to know the guy. Like, I do want to make sure he's a good person and that, like, he's not just showing up and it's a show-off. Like, you didn't know these things about me. Like, I don't want you just rattling off your accomplishments, but there's got to be some substance behind the nice guy.
Clearly, I'm not a show-off because... As you've seen, I don't have anything to show off.
Yeah, but you are super nice. I mean, I'm not saying no to another date. I'm not interested.
So will you say yes to another date for Steven? He's a nice guy. He's got potential.
Yeah.
Yes?
Totally.
You will?
I have no idea what just happened here.
No one does. Oh, just go with it.
Steven, shut up. You got amazing. Another date out of this. She has a boat, man.
And here I am thinking the best thing in my life was getting promoted to vegetable guy at Trader Joe's.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@Hot969Boston.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.